Welcome back to State of the News. I'm Rick Howlett. One of the big issues in the Kentucky General Assembly session for 2012 is redistricting, the redrawing of congressional and legislative districts that is mandated after a census. And there is some breaking news out of Frankfort this hour about a congressional redistricting plan in Frankfort. And here to tell us about it is Kentucky Public Radio's Capitol Bureau Chief Kenny Colston. Hi, Kenny.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good to have you back.
Thank you.
Well, we understand the state Senate has now passed a congressional redistricting plan that's been the focus of some arguments over the past few weeks. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we thought earlier this week that congressional redistricting was dead, that it would end up in the court system, the courts would draw the maps. But apparently last night it was resurrected, and the state Senate has already passed a new congressional redistricting map. I've got it in front of me. It's quite interesting. It pulls the first congressional district, that little hook leg, it pulls it up more towards central Kentucky, kind of flattens the second district a little bit east and west, really compacts the sixth district, but makes it very Democratic and very safe for Ben Chandler. And in the third congressional district, John Yarmuth doesn't have to worry about eastern Jefferson County at all. It is back in the 4th Congressional District, along with parts of Shelby, all of Oldham, parts of Spencer, and on up to northern Kentucky and east of there. So, very interesting map. The House has just gone in quickly to inform their respective caucuses of that the map has passed the state Senate, and now they're going to look at it for the next 30 minutes, come back out at 2 o'clock. They're widely expected to pass this map. I'm sure there'll be some grumblings and people in central Kentucky like there was in the state Senate. And then the governor is expected to sign it, filing deadline reopens, and will close again a week from today.
So the filing deadline will have to be extended, or was that the original date?
No, that was not the original date. Actually, the deadline passed earlier this week on Tuesday, and there was no deal. So what the legislature has to do is they have to basically, in this bill, they are reopening the filing deadline the minute that the governor signs the bill into law. And then they say 5 days after the governor signs it will be the filing deadline. He's expected to sign it today, which means you'll have all next week, if you want to be a congressional candidate, to throw your name in the hat once again.
So that is the congressional districts. Now, what's going on with the legislative districts and the redrawing of those?
The legislative districts are they're going to be appealed to the state Supreme Court. Both the Senate and the House majorities, which are Democrat in the House, Republican in the Senate, have decided to collectively, as the Legislative Research Commission, or LRC, to appeal Judge Shepard's ruling to go ahead and appeal those to the state Senate. And because of that, you know, they're trying to pass the Court of Appeals, and they're trying to go ahead and get final ruling on these legislative maps.
Now, on another topic, Governor Steve Beshear has appointed members to a tax commission. What's this panel going to be doing?
They're going to be looking at a bunch of different ways to kind of reform Kentucky's tax code, which has been done for years and years and years. But Governor Steve Beshear says that people should buckle up their seatbelts this time, because this commission is going to actually get something done. Whether you believe that or not, you know, we'll have to see. But basically, they're going to look at ways to increase revenue in the Commonwealth. That probably means that taxes will go up in some areas and will lower other areas. We don't know what those areas are yet, but, you know, 22, 23 people were appointed yesterday to this commission. Lieutenant Governor Jerry Abramson is the chair of it. You've got Republicans, you've got Democrats, some Beshear supporters, some people who didn't support Beshear in his reelection, six lawmakers. It's a pretty broad coalition that plans to sit down and talk with CPAs and economists and normal people like you and me and figure out how Kentucky's tax code should change.
And there was some mention of a barrel tax. What's that about?
Yeah, the barrel tax is basically a tax for distilleries, bourbon distilleries. And what it is that it's a tax that basically is on bourbon that sits in barrels and warehouses and ages. And it's a property tax. Part of it goes to local areas to build libraries, build schools. The other part goes to the state. And what the distillers want, and Beshear signaled openness to, is turning that tax into a tax credit. The distillers would still pay the tax because it's such needed on the local level. But they would get a tax credit for that and would allow them to use the money from that tax credit to make their own capital improvements, improve their distilleries and improve their warehouses, make those type of capital project improvements that they desperately want.
We're talking with Kenny Colston here on State of the News on WFPL. Well, Governor Beshear, of course, at the beginning of the session is proposing a constitutional amendment to let voters decide if they want expanded gaming in the Commonwealth. Where do we stand on that actual bill?
Well, bill's going to have to wait a little bit longer until the legislative filing deadline is today at 4 o'clock. Unfortunately, in the appeal for the legislative districts, it's probably going to go to the state Supreme Court next week. The legislator is asking that they use the new maps for this election. If they had waited and said, we'll run in our old districts for 2012, but in 2013 and 14 we want to run in our new districts, that would probably mean we would still see the bill next week. But because we're not doing that, it'll probably have to wait and see until the court case is completely done with legislative redistricting. Lawmakers just are kind of nervous about sticking their neck out on this issue if they think that they'll get primary opposition or opposition at all. And until legislative redistricting is absolutely done, Beshear's probably going to sit on the bill. That being said, a broad coalition was unveiled yesterday, business leaders, union leaders, education groups, who say that, you know, regardless of how we all stand on casinos and casino gambling, we believe the issue should be on this fall's ballot and encourage lawmakers to pass the bill that would allow the amendment to go on the ballot this fall to let Kentucky voters decide whether or not to approve it.
And also there's been some grumbling, some complaints about the management of the Medicaid program in Kentucky. What's going on there?
Yeah, a lot of problems in that area. Of course, we have three new managed care organizations that are statewide, Coventry Cares, WellCare, and Kentucky Spirit. They were instituted November 1st is when the program went in. And, you know, a lot of providers, doctors, pharmacists, your local hospitals, a lot of rural hospital executives where, you know, that deal with a lot of Medicaid patients basically told a state Senate committee this week that the problems they are facing are catastrophic. The pharmacists have said before that if things don't change on reimbursements, they'll go out of business. Hospital executives were saying that millions of dollars, and doctors were saying millions of dollars in back payments for claims, they're still waiting on those. And, you know, the senators were pretty sympathetic with it, saying, you know, we have to have you all up and operating. These problems have to be resolved. And the governor said that he's confident they will be. Of course, this week, Janie Miller, the secretary for the Cabinet of Health and Family Services, who would oversee Medicaid, she resigned. But I talked to the governor, and he said, listen, these problems are not new. We knew they were coming. They happened with Passport, you know, almost two decades ago. We're going to work through them. We're going to resolve them. And we'll find out a little bit more about how much they're going to get resolved, because next week the MCOs are basically going to have to camp out here in Frankfurt. On Monday they have to report to one committee. I think the House is looking to have them report. Another Senate committee is having the actual Coventry Cares, WellCare, and Kentucky Spirit representatives come to their committees and report on their side of the problems. So it's a big issue. Lawmakers want it under control, but it seems to be going through a lot of tough growing pains right now.
And has the governor indicated who might, or has there been any indication as to who might replace Janie Miller at the cabinet?
No, there's an interim right now. Her deputy secretary is the interim right now. Beshear said in his news release about her resignation that he's going to start a national search. That's something that State Senator Julie Denton has really called for, but I struggle to believe that Senator Denton and Governor Beshear probably are looking at the same national search. Julie Denton wants to make that secretary kind of nonpartisan, like the Kentucky Department of Education. Education Commissioner Terry Holliday is elected by the school boards, not necessarily a political appointment, and that's what Denton wants when she says she wants a national search. She wants to toughen up and kind of neutralize that department. Beshear is probably going to, it is a political appointment, so you can assure that Beshear will probably pick someone that he's familiar with or comfortable with. I'm not saying this person will be, you know, a political hack or something like that that won't be up to the job, but there's no indications, but since it is an appointment, we probably won't see, you know, what many people would consider a true national search.
Kenny Colston is the Capitol Bureau Chief for Kentucky Public Radio. Kenny, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.